On this Thursday, we're joined by Mike Tenura. He's a T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mike. Thanks for being with us for the day.
Great being here, Todd. Thanks for having me.
All right. So let's talk about crop conditions across the Midwest. USDA has a set of numbers, the production figures, which will come out next week on the 12th. Lots of folks have been talking about really big yields for corn, but there are still some problems. And I've driven through parts of those areas in Iowa that have been dry. Have they gotten rainfall, and what are your expectations?
Well, they're getting a little bit of rain today along the southern fringe of the dry area in Iowa, but they need a lot more. But the thing you need to keep in mind from the United States perspective is that outside of Iowa, most all other growing areas have been near to wetter than normal over the last 30, 40, 50, even 60 days. So the problem in Iowa is relatively isolated. It's just affecting that state, but no matter where else you go, most other areas are not experiencing that level of dryness. So in the ideal world, we would see a big rain event in Iowa, and then everybody would be happy because they all would have received significant rainfall over the last several weeks. There are some storms coming up for Iowa, not only today, but even tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's very difficult to pinpoint exactly where the heaviest totals are going to fall over the next 3 to 4 days. The most likely scenario is for storms to focus further to the north in the Dakotas and Minnesota this weekend, and then further to the south and east early next week, including parts of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and even Michigan as a cool front moves through. So a week from now, more than likely what we're going to be saying is that, yes, Iowa saw a little bit of rain, and a lot of other areas also saw some rain, but we're kind of in the same boat where we were before, where most areas are getting some rains, and Iowa, unfortunately, is not one of those areas.
What else are you watching around the planet?
Well, the main thing to keep an eye on regards temperatures, what we're experiencing now is pretty ideal for corn and soybeans. It's been much cooler than normal over the last week, with high temperatures only in the 60s and 70s, and lows in the 50s and even the 40s at times in parts of the Corn Belt. It's going to warm up a lot over the next several days. And even though it might turn a little bit cooler next week when a front moves through, it's not going to return temperatures to the levels where we are now. It'll probably be several weeks, if not even into September, before we see temperatures this cool again. Highs will be in the 80s and 90s with lows in the 60s and 70s later on this weekend and especially going forward. And that just means that the ideal scenario for filling of both crops won't be there. Temperatures will be much closer to normal and even a little bit above normal. And again, ideally at this time of the year, you would stay cool. So forgetting about that now for a moment, the other things that we're keeping an eye on are what's happening in France and Ukraine. France has been very dry for a while, and we think that's affecting their corn and sunflower crops in a negative way. And Ukraine is kind of the same story, though. There have been a little bit of better rains at times in parts of that country, but still, not an ideal scenario for them, and both France and Ukraine look to stay pretty dry going forward, and that's largely because upper-level high pressure will center near the European Union and block a lot of the rain chances over the next 5 to 10 days. The only other thing to keep in mind is what's happening in Australia. You might recall that we've gone through two severe droughts in Australia over the last two seasons, and that hurt the wheat crops in both years. Well, it's different right now, and that a lot of rain is coming up. It's even raining as we speak in some of the eastern growing areas of Australia. We're going to see a couple of significant rains over the next 10 days, and that will create a situation that's much different than what we had over the last two seasons, with it being much wetter now than what it was back then. So conditions are looking much better for Australia's wheat once we get into the middle of the month.
Can I come back here to the United States as we close out our time together? I have one more question for you. We often talk about whether the Gulf of Mexico is open to providing rainfall into the Midwest and the Mississippi River Valley area. What do you see in the month of August and maybe in early September, if anything, as it relates to indications as to whether those rainfalls can come from that area?
It's going to be a little difficult to directly tap into that source of humidity. And the reason is because of the cool weather that we have in place. This is a dry air mass that's originating from Canada. And even though it exits as we move through the weekend and into next week, the problem is that low-level winds will originate from the southwest. And if you look to the southwest from Illinois, what you would see is Nebraska, Kansas, even parts of Colorado, Texas, and then into the desert southwest near Arizona. That's dry air that's always located in those regions. And so when the winds are originating from there, you're not tapping directly into the Gulf of Mexico, which is to our due south. So we're not going to see the ideal setup for heavy rain with low-level winds feeding in from the south. But the thing you need to keep in mind is that at this time of the year, we have an independent source of humidity, and that's from all the soil moisture that exists from all the rains that we've seen over the course of the summer. As everybody knows, in Illinois and all across the Corn Belt, we have these very nice, deep, and rich soils that can retain water relatively easily. And so when it gets warm outside, anything above 75 to 80 degrees, you start to evaporate that soil moisture, and that turns into humidity. And that's what eventually feeds right back into the system by creating more rain once energies move across and interact with that humidity. And that's why in the summertime, once you start getting some good rains early in the season, you tend to keep them going throughout the season just because there's this feedback loop where it rains, goes into the soil, it evaporates, and then turns back into rain. Once you get into September and October and in the wintertime, the only real way to get humidity in here is by the way you mentioned, which is where you must have southerly winds from the Gulf of Mexico because temperatures are too cool and soils don't have enough water to evaporate into the atmosphere and then turn back into rain. So it's not overly concerning that we don't have an ideal setup at the moment, simply because there is enough humidity in the air just from the soil moisture that'll feed into the system over the next couple of weeks.
Good stuff. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Yeah, sounds great. Looking forward to it.
Mike Tenura is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. He joined us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report.